3, 2, 1. Believe it or not, it was only in the last week of March 1899 that Guglielmo Marconi sent the first radio signals across the English Channel. Today, when we look at the other basic form of communication, the printed word, there really haven't been that many changes since Johann Gutenberg developed movable type in Germany around 1440. But today, even print technology uses radio in the form of the electromagnetic spectrum to send newspapers, books, magazines, and love letters. But since the early days of radio, we've seen the medium, in the form of a myriad of services, technologies, and content, grow to the point where instantaneous, clear communication is the accepted norm, and we tend to take it for granted until something goes wrong and the system breaks down. Now, when we talk about radio, we're not just talking about the traditional AM and FM, rock and classical, drive time, and late night. We're talking about technologies independent of time, space, and content. After all, there's nothing inherent in radio that says it has to be used for songs and call-in programs. It's important to remember it is the content here, not the technology, that counts. We can broadcast almost anything we want via radio. Newspapers do it, television stations do it, and millions of people do it minute by minute, all day, every day. Despite all of this, despite the technology, the equipment, and the capability, radio, in whatever part of the electromagnetic spectrum you want, still comes down to, at base, two people talking with each other. This technological marvel we've created would be useless without the messages we put on all those carrier currents. The promise of radio was not, and is not, simply faster, higher, clearer, or further. The promise is in the ability to use the electromagnetic spectrum to improve life, bind us together, and help us deal with a multiplicity of problems Marconi never could have dreamed of. I'm Larry Burris.